Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. Jim Schwartz coached a unit last season that had 34 sacks, good for a 16th place tie in the entire NFL, but not where a Schwartz coach unit needs to be. So in the offseason, the Eagles addressed the defensive line by bringing in veteran defensive end Chris Long and drafting Derek Barnett with the 14th overall selection. But there's one acquisition who has gone a little bit under the radar who Schwartz thinks could have a big impact on this year's defense, defensive tackle Tim Jernigan.
I think Tim Jernigan is really going to be a big addition for us. He was hard to handle inside. And last year when, you know, Fletch had such a good start, teams, you know, that first month, teams adjusted. They started taking him away, and we didn't win enough one-on-ones away from him because that other tackle got the one-on-ones. Well, that happened in OTAs, and Timmy's able to get good pressure. So I think that'll affect our pass rush as much as, you know, bringing a first-round draft pick or a veteran player into the mix.
The improved pass rush should help the secondary, which has welcomed back cornerback Ron Brooks, who was lost in 2016 after he tore his quad muscle in the Week 7 win over Minnesota. Now, even though Brooks is back and in line to be at the nickel corner position, there'll be two new starters on the outside in 2017. Who will they be? Schwartz said it'll be a battle to watch for pretty much all of training camp.
You know, we have some spots in there where guys have earned it. Guys have played a lot of football in the NFL, and it's their spot to lose, so to speak. But at corner, we really don't have that. We had a veteran like Patrick Robinson in, you know, draft some guys, get some guys back from injury. We're going to have to let it play. We're going to have to keep an open mind and let it play. And, you know, I think if we close that competition too soon, I don't know if we serve the team the best way.
Another big offseason addition came in the form of wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey, a Pro Bowl player during his time with the Chicago Bears. Going into 2017, Carson Wentz is a second-year quarterback with plenty of experience from his rookie year, now have some added firepower on the outside thanks to Jeffrey.
You know, having a guy like Alshon, not only his catch radius, but, I mean, he's got some of the strongest hands I've ever seen. And so just the thing with Alshon and I is we just got to keep building that chemistry, building that relationship. But yeah, I've already seen it in OTAs and OSPs and in the mandatory mini camp, and I'm excited. And then back out in Fargo as well, you know, him out there, you can just see he's kind of a different animal throwing the ball to him. He can cover some ground, so it's nice to have a guy like that.
Wentz was sharp in practice on Tuesday, but the backup quarterbacks were intercepted three times by the linebacker duo of Joe Walker and Don Cherry. Walker was a seventh-round pick in 2016 who lost his entire rookie season due to a knee injury. Cherry spent the entire 2016 season on the Eagles practice squad. Both players are trying to solidify the depth at linebacker and hope their plays on Tuesday will help their cause.
Yeah, obviously, we have a lot of really good linebackers, you know, and a lot of good linebackers that are really good on special teams. So I try not to pay attention too much to all that, just kind of focus on what I can do, what I control. You know, a lot of what the coach is saying, a lot of what Stephen Tulloch last year told me, just, you know, don't worry about that stuff. You know, everything will sort itself out. Just try to focus on you and, you know, it will all work out for you. So
as far as depth goes, I'm just kind of worrying about myself right now. I'm just trying to get back into the football, you know. Takes a little bit, but feeling good.
That'll do it for us here on the Eagles Update. Make sure to join us on Wednesday as the veterans report before the first full team practice on Thursday. We'll have continued coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app. I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us. Have a great Eagles night, everyone.